So Geshe-la then gave a unique presentation, which you won't find, I don't think, in any of his published books yet, how to generate renunciation according to this instruction. Jason Karpa's three principal aspects explains how to develop renunciation. And I have already said that these teachings, just one word or one sentence, gives many, many meanings. For example, Jason Karpa says, swept along by the currents of the four powerful rivers, birth, aging, sickness, and death, tightly bound by the chains of karma so hard to release, ensnared by the iron net of self-grasping, completely enveloped by the pitch-black darkness of ignorance, taking rebirth after rebirth in boundless samsara, and unceasingly tormented by the three sufferings, painful feelings, changing suffering, pervasive suffering. Through contemplating the state of all living beings, your mothers, in conditions such as these, generate a supreme mind of bodhicitta. Okay, so this is coming later. He says, this directly explains how to develop bodhicitta. But indirectly, it explains how to develop renunciation. We should know both meanings. We should know both meanings. So we need to apply this contemplation to the development of renunciation. For example, it says here, he's pointing at the book, through contemplating the state of your mothers in conditions such as these, generate a supreme mind of bodhicitta. This can apply to renunciation. We can say, through contemplating the state of yourself in conditions such as these, generate renunciation. Through contemplating the state of yourself in conditions such as these, generate the determination to attain permanent liberation from the sufferings of future lives. This is renunciation. Therefore, to do this, first we need to practice contemplation. So then he says, you need a bit of clarification. So then he gives a little bit of an explanation about the analogy of the powerful rivers and so forth, the chains of karma. Just as rivers flow continually, day and night, without rest, for us, the sufferings of birth, sickness, aging and death will come continually, life after life, without end. Therefore, these sufferings are called powerful rivers. The sufferings of birth, sickness, aging and death are called four powerful rivers, because normally rivers flow continually, day and night, without rest. For us, the sufferings of birth, sickness, aging and death will come continually, life after life, without end. Therefore, these sufferings are called four powerful rivers, and we are swept along by these rivers. So if that's all Geshe-la said about that, but if you think about these instructions, you contemplate them deeply, you can really get into this. Use your imagination. Your birth is like a powerful river. Your aging is like a powerful river. Your sickness is like a powerful river. If you're in a powerful river, I don't know if you've ever jumped into a powerful river or swam in a powerful river, but nothing you can do. You just have to go with the flow, isn't it? And drown sometimes. Powerful rivers, birth, aging, sickness, and death. Death, it's a powerful river. Nothing you can do when you're dying. You can resist it as much as you like, but you ain't going to stop it. It's going to happen. So that's our situation, isn't it? Look at us all. We're all so healthy and young and strong. And okay, some of us. But we're all in these powerful rivers. We got born, we're getting old, we're going to be sick, and we're going to die. And these are not stopping. As soon as we die, we immediately take rebirth like this. So we contemplate this kind of analogy over and over again and cut our, Yeah, just attachment, isn't it? It's, oh, look at the sun, look at the sky, it's so wonderful, everything's so beautiful. True, it is beautiful, but it's all a powerful river taking you to suffering.